You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Outbers.
It's fall time in Stockton.
Cozy. Well, yeah. It's hot. It's not cozy at all.
It's currently hot as we're recording, but by the time this comes out, good vibes, we will be in fall season. And, you know, when this comes out, I think it's early November, so this episode will release early November, and that's when the daylight savings time hits, and I'm always like, I mean, it's going to, the sunset is like 5:05 in November 5th.
Well, what are you going to do? Early. Sleep better.
Yes, but it'll be very good for the Lantern Festival. So anyway, I'm excited to have Mike here for the Downtown Stockton Alliance. It's going to be great to learn more about what they do. But, you know, downtown is core to any city, right? They always say it's the kind of heartbeat of the city as downtown goes, as the rest of the city goes. So we're obviously based downtown. We have been forever. And so it's nice to be able to talk about downtown Stockton because, you know, our downtown has a lot of cool things, but it also has a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, we love a downtown. We love a historic downtown too. They're just so cute. All the history. We were talking, what were we talking about, Wes, the other day? And we were like, oh, the history of something. Oh, to do our pop culture moment. It was like, oh, we can find like an interesting bit of history about Stockton. And you were like, well, it's obviously going to be based downtown because downtowns are the history of like every community.
The history. It comes from this core. Like we are, our offices and where Mike's offices are basically where it all began, right? I mean, if this was 1840s and we were looking out our windows, we would see ships in the gold rush taking their supplies off and heading up to the hills to go find gold. I mean, we are right here at the heart of downtown Stockton. So it's kind of cool just thinking about that history that we have here in Stockton.
We love it. Well, and I guess without further ado, joining us today is Michael Huber. He is the executive director of the Downtown Stockton Alliance. And the DSA is in charge of overseeing the goings on in downtown Stockton. And before we get into the main interview portion of today's episode, Mike, can you tell us a little bit about your Stockton story, how you ended up where you're at today?
Well, thank you for having me.
And you're so welcome.
Yes. So I was born here in Stockton at Dameron Hospital. I went into the military after high school and spent 2 years in South Korea, came back and lived in the South in Georgia. And once I discharged, I stayed in the South for 6 more years and then boomeranged back to Stockton. And this is my home and I love it. I grew up and downtown Stockton was everything. All the shops were here, the car dealerships were here, and you did everything. We lived really all the way out north, but you came to downtown Stockton for the great restaurants, for the shopping, and for your cars or your shoes or whatever. And then the malls went in 65 and kind of bled downtown out, not unlike every other downtown throughout the country. But I'm honored to be here and honored to have this position as the executive director of the Downtown Stockton Alliance.
Awesome.
So speaking of the Alliance, let's talk about the who, what, when, why, and where of the Alliance. So like, what is the history of the Downtown Stockton Alliance? What is its purpose? How did it come to existence?
Well, in the early 90s, Dan Court was kind of a pioneer of downtown, and he saw the vision of bringing downtown Stockton back, and he created a thing called the Comeback Club. And then in 1994, California passed a bill that was the Parking and Improvement District Law, and that allowed for bids to be approved by the city and funded by either the property or business owners. So in 1996, the Downtown Stockton Alliance was created, and we do maintenance and security and advocacy and economic development and marketing and just about everything else there is to do downtown.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's got such a great history and the way it's evolved over the years. And what I like too is that this whole funding mechanism for downtowns, you know, that was just an amazing kind of game changer for so many, because obviously we're funded under the same legislation. We're just not property based, we're business based. But, you know, the fact that the Miracle Mile has a similar funding structure, it was such a game changer to allow downtowns and districts throughout California to find a revenue source that could make things better. So, no, it's
Originally, it was supposed to be an enhancement of already provided city services, but with the shortage in staffing that the city has, you know, we really do most of the maintenance and security downtown, and I'm proud of my team, the way they keep downtown nice and clean and safe.
You have a great team. We used to work in the same building as the DSA, and everyone was just so stinking nice all the time and like made you feel comfortable and just, I don't know. I loved all the people that you had working on your team. So it is very nice too, like when you're downtown at an event or what have you, at the movies late at night, and you just can just kind of see some of the dudes be bopping around. It's super progressive too, right? Like we all remember all the dialogue about like what a police officer's role should be and what other roles should be for other sort of safety officers. And the fact that Stockton was so like at the forefront of having these safety officers in place and stuff is like very cool on a national level. So I dig that. Sorry, I probably got ahead of myself with that one, but I think it's very neat. So Mike, what does your day-to-day role look like at the DSA?
Wow. This has been a busy
be on some podcasts, walk around.
Yeah, Courtney Wood, our economic development director, does a Talk to Downtown podcast monthly and talks about, you know, things that are going on in downtown or new laws or new construction, or she has a new guest every month. And then we also feature a business every month. Right now, we're just getting ready to launch our Spirits of Downtown right around Halloween. It'll be a new episode. We've done that. We have a Walk with Weber, which is 22 historical buildings that there's a narrative on. And I'll just tell you a short snippet on that because I'm an older guy. When we lost our historian, I said, hey, how are we going to backfill this? And so I went to Alcatraz and they gave me this Walkman and I went from spot to spot to spot when it dinged. And that's what we'll do. We'll have Manuel come back and do these voiceovers and people can pick up these devices and go out and take the tour. And my young staff looked at me and said, Mike, it's called a phone now. So we have QR codes throughout the city on these buildings that you can just walk up and hit. And most of the snippets are a minute. The Bob Hope is the longest at a minute and a half. But wow, the rest of my day. So we are also managing several grants for the city and county through the American Rescue Act funding. The biggest one is the facade grant, which a property can get up to $25,000 to do street facing improvements on their building. And then some other ones, we're doing some window wraps. And I love the ones that you guys did on the building here. And a broken glass, if you have a broken window, we'll pay up to $800 on that and awesome. Several others. But day to day does not have a set roadmap. we have to be lateral pretty quickly.
Yeah, I imagine. So, I mean, you know, there's downtowns come with their positives and their negatives, and it doesn't lack for interesting things to make the day go a different direction at any given time. So, but there's a lot of cool stuff going on, you know, with some of the new housing development that's going on. And I know that they're working on some new streetscapes, especially the one that we're on here on this side of Weber. So there's lots of cool stuff that's coming down the pipeline from the city side. You mentioned the Walk with Weber. What are the other big projects or initiatives that you're the most proud of that DSA has come up with?
Well, I don't know if we came up with, but we have looked at some of the properties that were in disrepair where the new courthouse is. That used to be Hunter Square. And the backside of that was part of a park or a plaza. It was a public meeting place that Captain Weber had left behind for the citizens of Stockton. And it just was kind of a mud pit. And so 2 years ago, we decided to put the sphere that was in the fountain back in, is within 100 feet of where it normally was. But when they started to redo Minor Avenue and they talked about the roundabout, I said, I'm going to put, the sphere needs to go in the roundabout. I mean, every great roundabout in the world has an art piece. And so I'm happy. So we had to pivot. And at that time, Stockton had been named the most diverse city in the country. So we came up with Diversity Plaza and we put in some art pieces and re-landscaped it and painted. And I'm really proud of that. But our crowning achievement is Chung Hwa Lane, the Chinese plaza that was put in 1965. And it had gone into disrepair. It's got two 100-foot beautiful mosaic dragons that had infected areas where the rocks had come out. And I'm really proud of the staff and to pull that together And it's just a beautiful place now, and we have some functions there. We just had the Moon Festival, the Chinese Moon Festival, last month. And so, yeah, those are two. But we're always looking to improve. We've got some ideas to do some crosswalk art.
Cool. I love that.
I'm looking to kind of bring us into the next phase of beautiful downtowns.
I love the new lion mural that you put up on the what building is that? The paint, right? Yeah. Price Right?
Yeah, oh, Price,
that is a sick
restaurant store. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool mural. I'm assuming, did DSA pay for that? Or what was the, because there's a DSA logo on it, right?
Well, it's a downtown logo. Everybody in downtown can use that logo.
Cool.
And we just did one on the building we're in now, the Belding building on the side. We had to replace that mural.
That one looks awesome. Swollen Finger.
Yeah. So, art just adds to the downtown. And so anytime that we can add more art and culture, we're attempting to do that so that people want to come down and see these things.
Yeah, 100%.
I know I'm so glad to see this buyer found that home in the roundabout. I am shocked that people still can't figure out roundabouts, but I guess that's one step at a time. I'm always amazed by the amount of tire marks on that thing. Like,
oh my God.
People must come hauling ass down that street to be surprised by that big old roundabout in the middle. It reminds me when you talk about public art too. Salt Lake City has a cool thing where they actually have 4x8 plywood frames in downtown, and they're metal frames, right? And you just drop in new plywood every so often, and it's local artists paint on the plywood, and there's different themes and stuff, but it adds this public art element, but it's also rotational. So it's a cool concept. If you're looking
another one that we're doing, and we had our first one put in partnership with Edison High School's art group and their instructor, are old postcards. And so we did the one on the Stockton Hotel, and there will be one now that looks down Main Street from the Bob Hope down as far as you can see. It's cool. That'll go in next month on the side of the Bob Hope. And we're looking to expand that old postcard art mural.
Oh, that's cool. I like those a lot.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So, Mike, what are some of your favorite downtown events? Besides Stockton Flavor Fest.
Well, you stole that because that is my favorite.
Tell us about why it's so awesome. Yeah.
It is. It's an awesome event because it crosses, every cultural line and ethnic line, and the food's amazing. I actually enjoy the Flavor Fest better than I enjoy the Stockton Asparagus Festival, only because there's a variety of food where I don't just have to eat asparagus ice cream. but there are several, you guys do a great job at putting on events and we have not just visit events, but tons of events at Weber Point and throughout the city. I loved Beer Fest. I being a guy that likes beer, that was a good one for me. And not a big tequila fan, but I've gone to the tequila festival too. And then there's the jazz festival, which is popular. The sporting events down here, until we lost hockey, we were a city that had major minor league sports here. And so there's not a lot of cities that have the kind of things that we have. We have a beautiful arena and ballpark. The go to see a Ports game during the summertime is great.
Yeah.
And have a beer. There are all kinds of things going on downtown. And so it's hard to choose, but I would say my favorite is Flavor Fest.
Well, and there's a couple that you've been involved in this year. The one that they did outside of the Courthouse Plaza this year, I thought that was a cool, it's tough to get people downtown after hours, but we just got to keep plugging along and trying to activate these spaces as much as we can. We do all remember the days of the large farmers market in downtown Stockton during the week. And, there's always a hope that that will return. Even, when they did parking day, when, the parking, I can't even think of their name. Laws did parking day. That was a great activation, got a lot of people out of the building. So it's always tough when you're the government core of a city. A lot of these employees are so used to going in their parking garage, getting out, going in their building, and then 8 hours later, coming out of their building, getting their car and leaving. And we've just got to figure out more and more ways to get folks to really appreciate the great restaurants and activities and things that we have downtown.
Yeah, and Main Street Market, in partnership with Tony Yaden, who owns the Courthouse Plaza building, I thought was really successful. And so when we had music over by the movie theater, we thought we'll combine that. And so now it's called the Main Street Market with Music Under the Marquee. So say that five times fast. But the music kind of held people around. And so the vendors took advantage of that. And so the food vendors and the craft vendors really did well. And we're looking to build on that next year.
Yeah. The only thing that's missing, beer. I mean, you brought it up first. Well, let's be honest.
And that would be lovely.
Yeah. I don't know if we could host a Visit Stockton beer garden, but it could be kind of fun. It could be dangerous.
We'll talk about that offline, Wes.
Yeah.
So for those who haven't been down in downtown in a long time, Mike, explain what kind of businesses and attractions and things to do that you think that people should know about if they haven't been in downtown in a while.
Well, as I mentioned earlier about all the events that go on at Weber Point, I mean, almost every weekend there's something going on there. But we have some great restaurants downtown. Cast Iron, The Fed. There's just a lot of great fare down there. We've got a barbecue place now going in on Weber that is coming.
Is
going to franchise off of Pacific Avenue.
Yep.
I'm really happy. That should be going in by the first of the year. So downtown's very walkable with between the Children's Museum, the arena, the Bob Hope. You could get off the train or bus here in downtown from out of town and walk to just about anything. And that's kind of a neat concept that you don't need to drive and you don't even need to get on an electric bike. You can just walk and get to where you need to be.
One of the things you just touched upon was walkable downtown. So we just did a resident sentiment survey and we asked a few specific questions just about downtown, really around events. But the feedback that we saw, and this is perception, right? And I want you to kind of give your opinion of this, right? Their perception is two things that prevent people from coming downtown for events is safety and parking. What say you?
Well, if you want to drill into that a little bit on the safety side, you can go to the police department's crime mapping on their website, and you can see that more person-on-person crime happens in Lincoln Center than in the downtown district. So that's a misperception. We are always battling how to change that perception. And our guys do a great job of keeping things clean down here. I mean, you walk around, you don't find a paper on the ground. And I'm really proud of the team for doing that. I mean, we take a lot of pride in that. So it's just a misperception, I think, of downtown. And hopefully we can change those things around.
What about the parking conversation?
Well, parking, it's funny that our citizens think that you should be able to park downtown for free, but then we'll go pay $25 in downtown San Francisco to park with no problem. Yeah. So, parking is part of downtowns and it generates money to do repairs and things like that. I don't think that we have a parking problem. There's some will disagree with me, but there's plenty of parking spaces downtown.
Yeah. And I think people have to realize the whole free parking conversation is interesting because we are the government core and we have so many employees downtown. Like as a business, we paid, $75 a person in the parking garage per month, which is actually a great deal for $75 a month per employee. But if there was free parking on the street, what would encourage me to pay $75 for that? All these people paying for parking and stuff would just take up all the free spots and there wouldn't be any free spots. So,
and then where would the visitors park?
Exactly. We want to make it easy, but also, as you mentioned, it's walkable. You can park a couple blocks away. It will not kill you. I promise.
Yeah. And, and people look at the separation between like the waterfront warehouse and the arena. And we're looking at some options right now of maybe doing a water taxi across from the warehouse to, I'm working with the city to open the North Dock and get maybe a little pontoon and just run people back and forth. But really, it's only a 3-minute walk from the waterfront warehouse to the arena. So
is it really?
It's just misconceptions. It's misperceptions.
Yeah, I guess it's only like maybe 5 blocks or something.
Yeah, it goes quick. And it's the same thing with the Bob Hope. Everybody wants, I'd love parking. I'll just park at the garage by the movie theater and I'll walk through by the courthouse and over there. But everybody wants to get as close as possible because we're just that, I guess, we're a very car oriented society. We got to get away from that, obviously in the long term, but.
That's why downtown's cool because it is walkable. You can go to you could leave the arena and walk to the Bob Hope and then over to a restaurant and, it's just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I still like the pontoon, though. That sounds sick.
Well, there's somebody that you know very closely, Amy, that I'm working with on that.
Oh, I wonder who could be.
Never mind.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, that's funny. All right, so this is kind of a abstract question, but why do you think it's important for a city like Stockton to have such a vibrant downtown?
Well, as Wes said, it's the heartbeat of the city. And when you have a healthy downtown, you have a healthy city. All the municipals are down here. A lot of the social departments are down here. So we do have a lot of employees. Our courthouse is here for the county. So you got a lot of people moving around. So with that, you need the amenities to provide for those people, whether it's parking or restaurants or just things to do. Our downtown's not unlike every other downtown where, when the malls get in, as I mentioned earlier, it kind of bled the downtowns out. But now people want to live in the walkable urban environments. They're getting away from living in the gated communities, and they kind of want to just have a place that they can walk to just get their coffee and go to work and drop their kids off. We have several charter schools down here. Mm-hmm. And so with that, you were seeing a lot of market rate housing going in, some low income, but you do need that mix of both. The one thing that we're pushing right now for, and there's a plan for it, is a full-blown grocery store. And once that happens, it becomes a neighborhood.
Yeah,
you'll see
sure.
The baby strollers moving around and people moving around. And with that, you'll see less crime activity. But downtown is something that, and not just Stockton, but a lot of downtowns that are doing comebacks and they're just rising out of the ashes. And I certainly see that in our downtown. A lot of investment. We're running out of retail first floor space.
Yeah, and we have so much potential when it comes to just some of the buildings are so beautiful. And I love what, obviously Cal Weber started it, really, that project and that housing element there. But then Bear Pod did a couple great residential live-work housing projects that are market rate that have opened recently. And then, of course, Visionary Home Builders is about to open up a new apartment building where they're going to have retail on the bottom. And I think there's another project they're working on. It's great to finally get some of that residential here. Oh, and then a Medici Artist Lofts, in the Medico Dental building. That is another one that has happened in the last decade. You've seen such an investment into housing downtown, which we need. And yes, some of it has to be affordable because this is California. We have an affordability issue when it comes to housing. And we want to see people not having to live on the streets. We're going to have to integrate some of those elements. And we also know that's where all the money is. If you need breaks on building and investing in buildings, low-income housing will get you the cash from the government for sure. So,
but on top of that, Main Street has become kind of the market rate housing development. The old Main Hotel is being redeveloped into retail on the first floor and market rate housing. Down Main Street, there's an investor that bought four properties, including the Terry Hotel, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
What a great building with its mezzanine looking down into the retail space from the second floor. And he has got the wherewithal to do this. He's not going to just be a buy and sit on property. So I'm really excited about all the market rate going in, as well as some of the affordable housing projects that are going on. And you do need that mix.
Remind me where the Main Hotel is.
Right on the corner of Main and California.
Okay.
It's the one that had all the art fruit, around it.
Yeah. Nice. That's a couple buildings down from the commercial hotel, the old commercial hotel.
So that one's directly west of Trail. Like
across the street from Trail, right. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it is. And he's an investor out of Oakland that's got quite a few projects going on in the Bay Area, but he's excited about that project. He's already started some of the demolition.
And you said those are all going to be market rate?
All of the ones on Main are scheduled to be market rate, yep.
Sweet. And then it'll be retail on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, Mike. One of the things that we ask every single person that comes on our podcast is, where is your favorite place to take someone from out of town when they are visiting you here in Stockton? And we won't make you have to make it downtown, but you're more than welcome to make it downtown. But anywhere in Stockton, if you have guests, where do you like to take them?
Well, our downtown is so beautiful because of the waterway. And, a lot of people that come that have never been to Stockton before, they hear all these things about Stockton, and then they get to our downtown and they see all the historical buildings and the waterway the waterfront warehouse. But to answer your question, Wes, I'm really proud of what we did at Chung Wat Lane. And because of those 100-foot mosaic dragons and the time that it must have taken Merrill Jew, the artist, to put those in one rock at a time, I take people there.
That's awesome. It is a special place. It was so nice. Gosh, it was during the pandemic, I guess, when you reopened that.
That was the first time I came to visit when I first took this job.
We went to that ribbon cutting. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
That was great. Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you guys for the video you did. It just really enhances there's the best part of that video is the flyover of the dragon's head. It makes me so proud.
Yeah. Very cool. You should be proud. That's a great effort.
Heck yeah. We love to see it. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. We're obviously big fans of downtown, and we appreciate all you and your staff are doing just to keep this place fun and clean and safe and everything else. So for those of you who are listening who haven't been downtown in a while, we obviously highly encourage it. Come out, go grab something to eat, go to a show, go to a game, what have you. It's a great asset that we have in this community, and we should be taking advantage of it. So thank you, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me. And don't forget to follow us on downtownstockton.org.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We follow you on Instagram, Facebook.
Yep, they have good social media presence.
Yeah, and they have an email, too, that's great, too, if you can sign up for that. Yeah.
Again, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And now we are going to head to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment.
Thank you, Amy. Moses Logan Rogers was born into slavery in 1835. At the age of 14, he was able to leave his home state of Missouri by joining the California Gold Rush. He spent his days mining and worked for himself in the evenings, eventually earning enough money to buy his freedom. While achieving that freedom, Rogers excelled through great effort, close study, and application, and gained an education as a mining engineer. Rogers quickly became a successful and sought-after miner. Known as Moe's to his friends, he settled and operated several mines in Hornitos, California, earning massive respect from others in the mining community. He would go on to be well known as one of the great names in the mining industry. In 1873, he would go on to marry Sarah Quivers, and the two would have 5 daughters. Seeking a change and a better education for his daughters, Moses moved his family to Stockton, which would be his home for the rest of his life. Vivian Rogers, one of Moses' daughters, would later become the first African-American woman to graduate from the University of California, Berkeley, and go on to become a teacher in Hilo, Hawaii. Moses Rogers died at the age of 65 in October of 1900. The following is taken from his obituary in the Merced Star. He was a man of honor, and his word was as good as his bond. He was energetic in his younger years and took a great interest in helping along any good enterprise. The Rogers home still stands today in Stockton, residing on 921 South San Joaquin Street, and is listed on the U.S. National Register of Historic Places.
That's awesome.
I know. I got to look up this house.
I know. We got to go visit the house. Now, I'm familiar, you know, peripherally of the story of Moses Rogers. I'm actually shocked there's not a school named after him or anything locally. So we're gonna have to work on that. Mm-hmm. But thank you for doing that, Anthony. And
it's so cute. Right, anyways,
let's keep cool. moving.
I love all these old neighborhoods, man. Like all this stuff on the fringe of downtown and whatnot. Like it's just mm-hmm. so charming and cute and everything else. San Joaquin has some great houses on that street. Mm-hmm. I have a couple. Maybe I'll do Amy's walking tour of Stockton as an episode one time.
It's been all
the places I like to mosey around. Anyways, thank you, Anthony. All right, our friends, if you are interested in learning more about Stockton and all the fun things we have going on, please check out the city's largest event calendar at visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter.
And we want to thank our guest today, Mike Huber from the Downtown Stockton Alliance, and all he does and his team does for not just downtown Stockton, but for the greater Stockton area. And also remember to follow them at Downtown Stockton on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. For supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.